Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply oxygen mask. Oxygen mask. If you've ever been on a plane, you've heard the presentation made by the flight attendant that outlines that in the event of a decrease in cabin pressure, an oxygen mask is going to fall down, and it's our responsibility to put our mask on and then help someone after that put their mask on as well. And of course, even though we don't want it to happen, and maybe it's not happened often, we want to be prepared so we can know that we can breathe in all situations. Well, in business, oxygen is akin to our creativity, and often time in situations where pressure is high, the creativity of a team often wanes. They're not as productive, they're not as positive, they're not as energetic because they're lacking the driving force behind every business environment, and that's innovation and creativity. In our lesson today, we're going to outline the 4 key elements to making sure that you can maintain your levels of creativity and energy no matter what takes place. It's found in our MASK acronym. The M reminds us that we must restore our motivation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, motivation is simply the positive picture of our future. It's the reasons why we do and sacrifice. It represents the driving force behind our decisions. Parents who are sacrificing so their kids can go to college, oftentimes work multiple jobs just so they can make that happen. That's their motive. There's a husband that's looking to buy a nice ring or a home for his wife. He's working overtime. Why? Because he's got a motive. What is your motive? You started your business for a reason. You accepted the position for a reason. You were excited the day they told you you were hired. You were glad the day that you first launched that enterprise. Well, those individuals who can maintain, restore, and renew their motivations are the ones that are going to succeed. Do you know your motive? Why are you in business in the first place? Why are you doing the things that you're doing? Do you know the motives of your team and vice versa? You see, when a person places an oxygen mask on, they almost look silly, but they don't care how silly they look because they've got a bigger picture in mind. See, when the motive is aligned, it will streamline our focus and we will then be impervious to criticisms and complaints of others and will be focused on the task at hand. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to assess your motive. Write your motivations down. Realize the reasons why you're doing what you're doing and reconnect with that so you can breathe again. That A reminds us of the importance of association. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the people that we select on our journey will determine how long and how well we breathe. That's why we have to choose them wisely. You see, once your mask is on, then it's our responsibility on a plane to help somebody else put their mask on. Well, associations make a difference because that determines how well we're going to be able to breathe. Who's your mentor, let me ask, and who is your mentee? Who's your closest friend? How would your team members rate your kindness, your consistency, your commitment, and your character? And vice versa. I say, my friends and neighbors, that positive association sparks creativity. Many years ago, Henry Ford, Harvey Firestone, and Thomas Edison all had homes right next to each other. They were neighbors, my friends. They spent time communicating with each other. It's no wonder why these people are regarded as some of the greatest innovators in U.S. history. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the right association will spark a level of confidence, a level of creativity. When two are in there working together, all kinds of great things can happen. That S in our MASK acronym reminds us of the importance of separation. You see, as association represents the people we should connect with in order to grow in advance, separation represents the people, places, things, and thoughts we've got to remove in order to advance. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to be willing to separate. Well, I know that many may say that that's easier said than done, that we've got to separate is not an easy thing to do, and that's correct. How do we accomplish it? First, we evaluate. Evaluate if the action, situation, fault, person, or thing is helping or harming us. We have to ask ourselves, why are these things a part of our lives in the first place? Evaluate those that are in your inner circle. Evaluate the music and the songs and the things that we allow to go into our brains. Once we start evaluating those things, my friends, then we can elevate. That means after evaluation comes elevation. This is when we find a better option, a better thought, a more positive environment, a better book to read, things that help and don't harm. And once we elevate, then we automatically eliminate. We start changing the things that we want to do and systematically removing the things that we don't need to do. Think about the people who have made a decision to become vegans. They used to eat meat, they used to eat dairy products, and then they got away from it and they began to elevate a way of dietary nutrition, as it were. And what began to happen is, by nature, if you try to introduce them back to the stuff they used to eat, doesn't taste the same anymore. They don't even want to go back to that. The same thing happens, my friends, as we elevate through life. The fifth grader doesn't want to go back to kindergarten, and the eighth grader doesn't want to visit fifth grade. On the contrary, we want to continue to separate, and that happens through evaluation and elevation. The last, my friends and neighbors, that K reminds us of the importance of knowledge. Yes, my friends, you see, the reason the flight attendant makes that presentation is he or she is attempting to equip us with the right knowledge, because accurate information reduces the need to panic. Accurate information increases our confidence. Think about how confident the kids are that are prepared for a test. If you've ever taken a driver's license exam, then if you were confident in your driving skills, you had no problems. You were comfortable with the instructor sitting on the passenger side. Accurate information produces better results. That's the reason why we must make knowledge and learning a priority. Read daily, create daily, and you will breathe like never before. Thoughts will flow freely and creativity will happen. Innovation will come. Productivity will thrive, all because we're wearing the right mask. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.